Boston University began construction of a widely controversial new laboratory this spring. It will test highly infectious and deadly diseases such as anthrax, Ebola, and the plague, purportedly using scores of animals in the process. But some concerned residents of Boston have not given up their campaign to stop the lab's construction. A group of Roxbury residents known as Safety Net opposes the lab, and they have vowed to keep working until the proposed lab is stopped dead in its tracks. On Monday, June 5th, the Boston City Council held a hearing about the city's evacuation plans in the case of a citywide emergency, such as a leak from the lab. I talked to Claire Allen, a Safety Net organizer in Boston who has passionately fought the lab for years. I asked her about Monday's hearing.
The hearing today is to address the evacuation plan that the city has put out. This is a hearing to hear from the people about how they feel about this evacuation preparedness plan that the mayor has designed for the city.
Safety Net activists feel that the lab still poses a threat to people in Roxbury, despite evacuation signs that the city has posted to guide residents out of the neighborhood in an emergency.
A lot of the Safety Net members have followed the signs. I followed them on Washington Street. Another Safety Net member followed it from Blue Hill Ave. And the one that was on Blue Hill Ave went to Houghton's Pond, then it went to the Brockton Expressway. When I followed mine on Washington Street from Chinatown, that one led us to Reedville Station. And that was the end of that. It was just done. So I was, you know, expecting a sign that was said evacuation, evacuation. But it just stopped. The signs just stopped. So folks who live within the city are going to be following these evacuation signs.
Even if evacuation routes were clearly marked and well mapped, traffic congestion would still slow people fleeing from a laboratory leak, Allen said.
It's really a shame that a lot of them lead to the expressway, considering right around 3 to 5 o'clock, right when you're sitting in front of an evacuation, you know, sign, that you can't move for hours because of the traffic. And that's regular traffic from working. So if you can imagine a lot of residents throughout the city who are trying to evacuate and really get the hell out of here, we're just dead. They have community centers where they are saying, here, you take 10,000 bags that have crayons and some water and some, I don't even know, stuff in there, but, you know, the packages are not enough, the signs just aren't making it, and it's as though the city is setting us up to fail. They're setting us up to fail.
Eloise Lawrence, an environmental lawyer in Boston, says that Boston is especially vulnerable to evacuation difficulties.
One of the big problems with Boston is we are an old, dense, crowded city. And we all know on a given vacation day how hard it is to get out. In this case of a major event, we all need to figure out a solution.
Lawrence believes that Boston is not currently capable of dealing with a leak from Boston University's lab.
We are not prepared. And I think the person on the street knows that, but doesn't know whether their local officials or their representative leaders are doing something about it. And something like today says, yes, we're looking at it, we're taking it seriously. Obviously, the proof will be in the pudding as to what's the next step, what do we do to ensure that people know when and how to evacuate and what to do in the case of a catastrophic event.
Elma Policiano, a lifelong resident of Roxbury, says that the prospect of a level 4 laboratory built near her house keeps her up at night.
Sometimes it's like really, really hard for me to go to sleep just thinking about this lab.
She worries about helping her children evacuate.
How am I going to go get my kids out of school? These four kids, four different schools.
Lawrence is concerned that several of the city's homeless shelters are near the proposed laboratory.
A disproportionate number of the major homeless shelters, for those that are homeless currently today, are near the biolab in the South End. Therefore, the most vulnerable people would be the first to need to evacuate.
Although Boston University is trucking along with their plans to build the lab, Safety Net still plans to put an end to it, and they believe it can be done.
If we stop it, that means that the evacuation sign, the mayor can take him home and put him in his basement. You know, so he could keep them. I got faith that it's going to be stopped.
In Boston, this is Home Fries.